And thanks for tuning in to Live and Local, the newest show on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Susie Prez, your host each Tuesday night at 7. Live and Local offers an opportunity for local musicians to share their original songs and stories of their musical journey. Live in the KRFY studio for your listening pleasure. Tonight, my guest is local singer-songwriter Emily Baker. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks for having me, Susie.
It's really nice. I have to say that when I first started doing radio, my first show was called Between the Notes. And immediately I thought, I want to have Emily on the show. That was 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So here you are. I finally get you here. That's great.
I made it.
You made
it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for being here with us. We want to, you know, really share some of your beautiful songs with your beautiful voice, and also hear about your early musical experience as a child. So let's start there. When did you first realize that you had this relationship to music that you wanted to explore some more?
That's a hard question, really, because I don't know. I think children are inherently musical. But ever since I can remember, I like to write poems, and I wrote my own songs, just a cappella and, you know, Whitney Houston inspired. And, you know, I grew up in a musical family. My dad is a percussionist, and my mom always did sing to us. But really, I just always felt like singing was a way to express my feelings, really, I think. You feel a lot when you sing. And then I always sort of strummed on my dad's Yamaha guitar, but I didn't know any chords, so it didn't sound very good, of course. But eventually, I thought, you know, you come to an age, teenager, young adulthood, you start to compare yourself. And for some reason, I decided I wasn't good enough to be musical, which sounds silly now because, I mean, I don't do it for other people. I do it because I enjoy it. But when I was 20, I went to Africa, and a gal on my exchange trip taught me my first, like, three or four chords. And then it just hit me that I still wanted to sing, and I wanted to write music. And it didn't matter if I was any good. I just could do it because I enjoyed it. And it just took off from there. I've always loved poetry and spoken word. And, you know, that was another rediscovery for myself from time of being a child and loving it, and then realizing, oh, I can do it in this new manifestation, like a more conscious manifestation. I can say something, and I enjoy it. The play on words, playing with words and their meaning and just the way they sound, and to do it with music, it's a natural combination. So that's the background, I guess you could say.
That was the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm curious about when poetry, it sounds like, came first. And did you find that the poems, you would create music that went with the poems? Mm. Kind of melody, those three chords that you first learned? Or when you started putting the music to the poems, it changed?
You know, I mean, my early poems were just silly, you know, like, just silly. I don't know how to describe them, but like funny, literally like trying to be funny. So I think always kind of the poetry and the music were a little bit separate until I got older, and then and realized that I could combine the two. Although generally I don't make my poems into music. I tend to just start playing my guitar and then see what words come out. And if I like the words, I write them down real quick.
So when you're going through a chord progression, say even three chords, that's all you ever really need.
Yeah.
Do you start to feel, because it's the rhythm and the beat that kind of dictates how that's going to go, and a little bit of pauses in the rhythm, does that dictate sort of the mood of the song with words? Meaning if it's a love song or if it's a song about something universal or something beautiful, is it the sound of the melody that kind of dictates that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm in a mood and I just channel that mood, and sometimes I just find some chords that I like the way and I just start singing, just sort of free associating, and then sometimes a theme comes up from that, and then I start to think about, okay, what is that? How can I reflect on that in my own experience and then expand upon that sort of thing. Sometimes I'm just free form, and then whatever theme comes up out of that, then I'm like, oh, that's something I can write about. And I will take some time to focus on it a little more. So,
well, about this time in the show, it's nice to hear a song. Mm-hmm. And if you could give us a little bit of a background, you don't have to go into too much detail or as much as you want to, I'll say, how it came about and a little bit of background on the song, and then we'll hear your song.
Okay. I'm going to do this song because my son Julian is listening now before bed, and it's one of his, he told me it's very soothing. So my sweet boy, this is for you, Julian. And the song is one of the songs I've written since I've had my son who's four. You know, generally, a lot of songs in general can be about love, right? So for me, you know, before having my son, the way in which I came to have my son, which is out of a marriage or relationship, and then having had him, and then sort of what evolved after that, my experience of love. So, you know, there's kind of the fantasy vision of love. There's kind of the breaking of the fantasy vision of love for me. And then there's realizing there's this so much greater love between two people, being me and my son. And then just really, and you'll hear it through all my music, is the theme of universal love. Like, to me, I could ditch the fantasy and just have universal connection to all people. And so this song is a bit the evolution of love, like my own personal love to losing the illusion, to familial love, to just universal love. So I say you in there, but it's not really specific.
Is there a name to this song?
No name.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. The heart can grow weary, I guess. That's like, you know, the first law. The first line of any song can be the name.
Keep true fear away, yet it'd rather take the fall than be the one to hurt other people. After all these falls, my heart feels vulnerable. I've learned about love through the birth of my son. Like romance, it goes way beyond, and I will not pretend that I believe in fairy tale of it all, nor do I believe that you and I could fall in fall. Your love could rain down and I wouldn't feel it now, amidst all the joy in you and I in here and now. Letter upon my chest. No amount of judgment changes that I've done my best to live a life of happiness and know that I've been blessed to live my life in happiness and know that I've been blessed. 'Cause judgment could rain down and I wouldn't feel it now amidst all the noise of who and when and where. Keep true fear away, yet it'd rather take the fall than be the one to hurt other people. After all these falls, my heart feels vulnerable. But love still is here now, and I can feel it round amidst all the joy in you and I in here and now. you and I, and here and now. It's you and I, it's you and I, and here and now, now, now. It's you and I, and here and now. It's the love we share and how. It's you and I, and here and now. It's you and I, it's you and I, and here and now. It's you and I, and here and now.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
It was simply elegantly soothing. And that was for Julian.
That's for Julian, yep.
At home with Grandpa. Wow, it just thinking about, I see what you're saying when, it, very simple melody line, actually. Really more of a, almost just a rhythm beat.
Yeah, they're all kind of that way, to tell you the truth. I'm no fancy pants guitar player, but I do what I can.
So that's one of the questions I was going to ask is, do you have any formal training in on an instrument of any sorts?
Of any sort? Well, I played the trumpet for quite a few years in middle school and high school. I can read music, but honestly, this is pretty self-taught, free-form, simple, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just simple because I'm not really trying to impress anyone. I'm just expressing myself. You know, I would love to eventually someday increase my skill because I think that my songwriting could expand. But in the meantime, I make do with what I got.
You're happy with where you're at.
Enough.
Because you could. You have. I've heard your music before, and it's beautiful, and people love it. And there is a venue out there when people start hearing your music and you share it in more bigger ways, I would say. But I don't see you playing at a bar necessarily.
No, wine bars, okay.
Wine bars.
Bars, okay. Not so much. Okay. I get a little bit drowned out, but that's okay. I don't need to play everywhere. You know, I don't know. I think there's a place for it. And when I'm invited into that place, then I'm super thankful to be a part of it. And for me, it's not something I'm doing to make a living. It's just something I enjoy doing, and I get invited to do things out sometimes. And like I say, it's a nice part of sharing.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like mostly the motivation is just a form of expression for yourself, that there's this music and it's attracted you and gotten your attention, this thing called music.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's giving thanks and praises. Like for me, it's a way of connecting to the source. It's, you know, a bunch of my songs are about that. And it's just a way to stay connected. And I wish more people would allow themselves to be connected musically, because it's really not about being good at something. It's about connecting to something. And I think that everybody, however tone deaf or, you know, however much applause or whatever they get from other people, doesn't really matter. It's really just, it's a beautiful thing that humans can do. And I feel like in our culture, there's not necessarily a lot of just communal musical connection and singing. It tends to be there's like performers or, you know, bedroom, you know, performs people who just, you know, at home, they like to play. But like, what about just it being something that connects all human beings? A vibration, right? And I believe we're all vibrational. So music is a vibration. And when you can connect that way, it's a beautiful thing. So
I can imagine lots of music around a campfire, community gatherings where everyone could share in different ways.
Yeah. And they do happen. They definitely happen. We have a wonderful community and people do get together and share music. I think, culturally, it's just been something that's a little bit lost. You know, people say, oh, I can't sing, or, oh, I'm not good at singing. And well, what I say is, who cares? Doesn't matter. It's not about being good. It's about experiencing.
In a way, like you said, a lot of people will say, well, I'm not good enough or whatever. Where did you get your philosophy for this? Because it is different. It's a little bit on the rare side. You just really are brave.
Thanks. I don't necessarily think of myself as brave. I kind of think of it as necessary. I mean, do I really want to live my life disconnected from what feels most true to myself? And the answer is no. So therefore, I try to just connect with what feels most authentic. And for me, it's love. It's love, 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 like love of everyone and everything, and that we're all worthy. So, I mean, I don't know. I've grown up in a very loving family, and which is beautiful. They gave me love, and I can then pass that on. But you know, I also had to come to discover, you know, the love of self. And when you discover the love of self, then you realize that really you are part of everyone, and everyone deserves that. You deserve it. Everybody else deserves it. And I don't know. I go to, you know, I'm a midwife, so for me, I see all these babies born, and I believe wholeheartedly. You see them, you feel them, and you know they're pure. And it's about not messing that up. You know, it's like, I mean, they're pretty resilient, but it's like we have this. It's inherent. And for me, it's about uncovering it, because as we grow, we tend to cover this stuff up. And so it's just part of living for me.
Some people spend their whole lives looking for that. And when I say brave, maybe that's not quite it, but you knew something and you let it evolve. And as you say, your true authentic self is this. And you are living in it rather than letting maybe society. So many people are pulled by that. And even the songs that come from like the pop culture, I'm not saying they're not good at all, because they have a place. But what I think that's all I really need to say.
Music's... I love conscious music. Reggae music has been a big influence for me, just in terms of being like, hey, you can express these things, and you don't have to be shy about it. Like, call out the things that aren't right, and connect to the things that are beautiful and way more powerful than all of that sort of BS, that crud that, you know, society likes to throw our direction.
So why don't we hear another song? Okay. And just tell us a little bit about it, as much as you want to tell us.
Okay, let's see. So this is a new song, like new. And I guess it's a little bit about, it's kind of a poem song, and it's maybe more along the lines of what we've been talking about. So I'm sorry, none of my songs really have names. So you can be like, it's that one, you know, that one you played?
The second
song? That one? Oh, yeah, okay. All right. So, yeah.
Was love, and I was beaming light from the sun. But I awoke, and I then choked on tears of rage and tears of hope that all could be one, that all could become all for one and one for all. What if one trips, we'll all then fall down to below. Don't you know that life is hard and life is soft? You fold your wings, are they held aloft, so you can be free? Don't you know you're meant to be free? So you can see all those things you're meant to be. You're meant to be free of fear and free of pain, and feeling as if you should gain more money in this life. Others will tell us who we should be. There's only one thing I have seen, and it's to be true. True to you, true to God, and true to love and trust, that all the rest will fall away. Oh yes, the rest will fall away. So you can see all those things you're meant to be. You're meant to be free. You're meant to be free. Was love and I was beaming light from the sun, and it shone on everyone. Don't you know you're meant to be loved and to love? You're meant to love and be loved. You're meant to be loved. So you can see all those things you're meant to be. You're meant to be free. You're meant to be free. You're meant to be free. You're meant to be free.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, okay, I'm getting it. It was very uplifting and encouraging. And how lucky Julian is to have a mom that sings songs like that. You know, he's going to be surrounded. But I know your parents a little bit, and I can see their kindness. I think that would be a good way of describing them, have really affected or formed your early years, probably out there in Kerrywood. Is that where you were brought up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was born in Sandpoint, and when I was 1 and a half, we moved out to Kerrywood to the property that they're on now.
It's a beautiful place.
It is a wonderful place, yes.
Wow, that is a really, I see what you're saying about that, you know, your songs, they're really just the universal feeling of goodness and love. And to be able to bring that out, you don't hear that often in, you know, I guess reggae has a lot of that, as you said, and other styles too, or other genres.
Being connected to the source. I mean, reggae is definitely one spiritual music. There are other forms. It's kind of the one that appeals to me because it's a little bit fierce too. You know, I mean, they're not slack, you know, they don't allow slackness, as they would say, but which appeals to me. You know, that mixture of like strength and just unconditional love.
I like the word fierceness.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's saying, no, this is the way it should be. This is how it is. You're born this way. And let's keep that. We were talking a little bit about places that you might play. And a lot of times people are hearing your music and they'll say, well, where can I hear more of that? How's that?
Well, generally, I try to get to the farmers, be at the farmers market in the summer. Pondere Winery has been a good supporter of me, although, you know, it's a popular spot, so it's hard to get in there these days. But if you're listening, I'm ready for another gig. those are two kind of more regular places. And other than that, just kind of see what sort of summer things bubble up to the surface. Winter, I tend to hibernate a little bit more. And because I don't really go out there soliciting gigs very often, you know, I'm a mom, so... busy.
I think some a new venue that's kind of come up. It's not that new, but people are doing house concerts, and this would be a really nice, your style, you would be a nice at a house concert where people really can listen and kind of get into the music and hear it and be moved by it.
Yeah, the other spot that I actually haven't been at since they renovated it, and it's called the Heartwood Center now, right? The old church. I thought it would be pretty neat to do something in there, seeing that, I don't know, the theme of my music is generally one of spiritual connect, if, you know, at least to me, that's what it comes down to. If you don't hear it, I don't, I, you know, but that is what it is about for me. So I think that with a couple other musicians would be, could be a really beautiful spot for such a thing.
Or I think Evans Brothers does that same thing, but I know what you mean about the old Catholic Church Heartwood Center. Mm-hmm. They have great acoustics. And well, that could come about.
Yeah, we'll
just
see.
Get a bunch of musicians.
I just
together.
Put it out there in the universe, I guess.
So. And here it is. That's waiting for you. I think we could hear another song. Okay. I mean, a lot of my questions have pretty much been answered. You know, describing your musical style, it's you. It's what's in you, and it's what you're willing to share. And there's, you know, I'll go back to Brave, but maybe fierceness is a better way of saying it. You're very clear and direct with what you're trying to share, what you're sharing.
Well, hopefully, I don't know, if I'm to be sharing my music, you know, the one thing I would want to get out there is that, like, I believe you're all are worth being loved, and it's not a romantic love. It's something so much bigger than that. And, you know, it's something that connects us all. And once you connect to that, then you're always loved. And it's, I don't know, for me, there's nothing more beautiful than love. So
let's move in that direction.
Okay. I think I agree. Let's do it. Let's move in that direction.
We really need to, don't we? We are.
So, of course, along with life is a lot of hard stuff, right? Life is just rough. Like in that last, you know, song, you know, life is hard and life is soft. Do you fold your wings or are they held aloft? You know, are you going to, you know, go for it and do what you can? Or are you going to sort of shrink back from life? And there's something beautiful about all the ugliness in a way, too, because it makes us, we're organic beings and we're constantly reminded of that. And that balance between the organic nature and the true challenges of being a physical being on earth. And then the balancing that with this whole other aspect of our being the spiritual, you know, that's what life is about, I think. So anyway, I'll stop talking. I'll play. She was worried I might not say.
No,
she might know yes and no answers.
I'm loving it.
All right. I guess this one you could call I Don't Know Why I Seek the Light.
Times, even when I can't define what it is in life, yet I say I try. Oh, I say I try. Far and wide I have traveled in these times, and I could never, never deny it's an unfair kind of life, and I say I still try to find the light. The spring breezes blow my mind, and the change seas, just like the rising tides, will always go back to from where they came, and I feel that life's the same, so I just sigh, oh, I say I try, and I say I still try to find the thank you. greater plan. So I say I try. Oh, I say I try. And I say I still try to find the light.
That was stunning.
Thank you.
I love your music. Your voice. Now that one, when did you find out you could sing? Your voice is just beautiful.
I've just always loved singing. Okay. I've always loved to sing. And but someone told me after I had Julian, after I had my son, my voice got much fuller, stronger. You know, I don't know, maybe it's all that roaring and labor. I don't know. You know, you just sort of come into your power, maybe, really. And I don't know. I'd like to think I don't just get older. You know, we all just, I'd like to think we're evolving and maturing and finding ourselves on a deeper level. And, you know, that's just, I think the voice will change with that process.
Absolutely.
So
when you went up onto those high notes, it was just so beautiful. And it was very moving.
Oh, thank you. Those are my favorite ones, the high ones. I like to go up there and play around and come back down.
You must have a lot of fun out there in the country with your guitar and your son playing around with your voice. That was beautiful. I'm wondering, are there any musical influences? You know, you're so authentically yourself, and this is something you've just kind of found your own self and your style through music, and you're really using or having this be a creative expression for you. But are there musical influences that you do find inspiration from?
Oh, definitely. Any singer-songwriter who has beautiful melody and creative lyrics or music with a deeper message, and just some of my favorites, of course, just in terms of their beautiful sound and their voice, Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell are definitely influences of mine, and Bob Dylan, not because of his voice, but because I appreciate his simple chord progressions, but with some really creative and interesting lyrics. Kate Wolfe, amazing folk artist that I love her voice, and it just connects with me. I love folk artists, singer-songwriters, just where you can feel with their voice. I like a voice that has character to it. A shout-out to local Josh Headland, because honestly, I think that he's very, very creative with his lyrics. Like, you know, he's saying a lot, but he doesn't make it too obvious, which I appreciate. I like people who are creative with their lyrics. And then I also, of course, love a really good melody and men and women, but a woman who can sing and has character and depth of soul, and you can feel it in their songs. Those are influences. And there are men, you know, there are many. I appreciate any and many that I don't even know yet.
Mm-hmm. So you know when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of touched on this a little bit. Oh, I just want to remind our listeners, by the way, this is Live and Local, and I'm Susie Prez, your host, and I'm here in the studios. We're live in the KRFY studios tonight, and my guest is Emily Baker, talented local singer-songwriter, sharing her music and some stories about how it lives in her life. So we're really happy to have you here. We kind of touched on this subject a little bit, but it's always interesting to take this question just on its own. Where do you think music comes from?
That's an in-depth question. I think it comes from the earth. I think that music is, but also, I mean, I believe everything is vibrational. So, you know, all my cells, all my everything's coming together vibrationally, right? And each cell, I think, is incredibly in tune with other vibrations on the earth. I think our brains get in the way of us seeing it. But, you know, music is, I think it comes from the earth. It comes from each and every one of us. We're each vibrational beings. Music is vibrational. And I saw this really great documentary from the library called Touch the Sound, about a woman named Evelyn Glennie, who is a percussionist, and she's deaf, but she feels all the music. She does not hearing it, but she's this amazing percussionist, but she's feeling it. She's feeling it through her feet. She feels it just in the air around her. And, you know, you take away that sense of hearing and that the music is still there. And so I think music is just all around us. I mean, music is happening. We just, you know, filter out a bunch of it.
That's really true. And someone who can't hear doesn't mean that the music's not there for them. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, she feels the music in her body, it's less there than relying on the eardrum to, you know, to be the main vibrational receptor. You know, it's her whole body is her whole body's the eardrum. It's pretty amazing. Go check it out at the library. You know, support your local library.
They touch the sound.
Yes.
Very interesting. Great. So music is everywhere. It's in the earth. It's the vibration that we all are. Yeah, it's just another expression of it. It's almost like, you can't quite touch it. You just feel it.
Yeah, I mean, birth, you know, women, I hear music all the time when women are giving birth. It's just, it's a vibrational sound. And what is music? It's, you know, it's variation. It's music is many things.
Yeah, well, we'd love to hear another song. I could just have you play all night and not talk at all, but it's really fun to hear what you're thinking, too.
Sometimes I ramble, I've been told, but
that's perfect.
At least we can keep it in check every once in a while with a song here.
Okay.
Okay, here's another song. We'll go a little bit more towards, I guess, personal, the idea of personal love, because that's part of the gradient of love, right? So hope my fingers catch up with me tonight.
I wonder if you've met a woman.
sweet song.
Thanks.
So even though that's like the personal love thing, it's still going to that universal friendship and caring. And, you know, once that romantic love ends, it doesn't mean that the love does ends. And that's kind of what that's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can honor love even if, you know, it shifts and changes shape and maybe it's no longer applicable in a certain form. You know, there can still be that, you know, universal type of love.
Back to that.
I mean, love so often gets us attached to romance, and they're different things, I really think. Romantic love is a beautiful thing in its own right, but it is not the source of, like, love is a deeper thing, comes from a deeper source. At least I think if you want a lasting relationship.
Absolutely. One of the things I wanted to just get back a little bit to songwriting and thinking about your process. And you said mostly you just kind of mess around on your guitar. How often do you get a chance? You're busy. You've got a young son, a single, and doing your midwifery.
It goes in waves. You know, there's a time soon after I had my son that I really didn't for quite a while. And I think it's because my everything was involved. And now as he matures and I get a little more time to myself, or, you know, my own space to do things, I can filter out some of my own experience a little more. Because for me, there's no song without some sort of feeling. You know, if I'm not, you know, if I'm just busy doing, then there's, I'm not writing songs. Just, you know, there has to be a time where I can reflect on something.
A whatever. Pause.
Yeah, a pause. Mm-hmm. Like I say, it's like a sifting, a filtering, you know, what's left in the sieve there after you're done filtering out all the noise around you and the busyness. And then you can sit down. I've been trying to actively pick up my guitar more and just be with it. And even if it's playing an old song, although I definitely find that the older songs, I feel like playing less, you know, you just sort of evolve away from things. Sometimes you can go back and play them, but maybe you don't feel them as much anymore. Right. So, I like to write new music so that I can be excited about it myself. Like feel like, oh, it's a newness. It's something that's evolving within me, you know, and that's exciting. So
I've, heard the expression or the thought of songwriting that when you first write a song, it isn't complete most often right away. Very seldom do you sit down with your guitar and bam, it's done. All the words, everything. It does. There's an evolving process, and then it has a life for a while. And as you say, it maybe isn't as fresh as some of the newer stuff, and so you tend to go towards the newer stuff because it's that creative process.
Yeah. I mean, some songs come out very rarely all, you know, all at once. It's usually, I mean, there's usually like one more verse or something where I just got something that just doesn't please me. It's just like a filler. I'm like, okay, I have to just give it time and wait till the right thing shows up. And so you kind of shelf that one for a while until you feel like it's made its complete self known. Some songs never really make it beyond like 3/4 of a song, you know, and it's like, or it's a 2-minute song. You're like, oh, that's good. That's, I don't think I need to try and force it into something it's not, you know, I'd rather, you know, have it be a short song than have it be just cliche or, you know, obvious fillers, you know.
Well, your music is so on the side of creative and who you are, and it's not like you're doing it for a purpose, which kind of frees you up a little bit. It's not like you've got a CD you're trying to get out, and by gosh, those songs need to be done, and they need to be a certain way. I have a little bit of freedom there.
I think that would be the death of me, the pressure, you know? So I really realized, okay, it's something I want to do, but it's in a balance with all these other things I love, you know, midwifing, being a mom. It's like, I need all of them. I'm someone who, I can't be too one directional. I have to keep a few different parts of myself alive. And music is one of them. And I'm glad it's not the primary one. I could never be someone who's trying to make it. I love to play my music, but I could never be someone like that. It's just, if all I ever do is sing for myself the rest of my life, then okay. I just hope I keep singing.
I have a feeling you will, because it's who you are. I mean, just the way you sing and watching you sing, even the guitar is there and it kind of carries the melody in, but it's really so much as your words and your voice. I'm seeing. I'm not
the,
sure.
The guitar is just a little extra background for the film. And someday I have this vision of taking guitar lessons when I have a little more time, honestly, because I would love to expand in that way. It's just for now, it's not the thing now, but eventually I would love to do that. So, and become more of a guitar player, because I do think of myself not so much as a guitar player, more so as just as a singer. That's what I love to do. If I had my own personal guitar player, someone who could just like totally read it and know exactly what I needed emotionally, I would have, you're out there, personal guitar player.
I've never heard of that. Yeah, personal guitar player for rent.
It would be nice, but in the meantime, I'll do what I can myself.
I think you're carrying it just fine. And over time, you've got lots of time. One of the things when I was thinking about when do you play your guitar and sing and make your music and create, summer's coming, and it's usually those long days just keep us so energized that you can get a lot of things done in the evening or even in the early morning.
Yeah.
It really depends on your son's schedule a little bit.
But he's with the light.
He's with the
he moves with the light.
Well, it'd be great to hear another song.
Okay, let's see.
I want to get as many of these beautiful songs in as possible.
Thank you. Let's see. Let's go. Maybe I'll go, you know, okay, I'm going to do a little different style. I won't talk about the politics of it, but you know, there's a little bit of political in me. I don't know if you call it political or justice type of thing. And, I don't generally try to, put people off or offend or anything, but you never know. But this song this was a poem actually originally. And, I wanted to turn it into a little bit of a song as I thought about war and, you know, how war comes to be. And really, you know, seeing things from the perspective of those, you know, for us, it's all over somewhere else, right? You know, somewhere else, you know, we got all these troops somewhere else, except for the people who are fighting the wars and or even if it's not considered a war, you know, there's just, whether it's like, quote unquote, the other side or our own side, I've got quotes going here because I don't like the whole thing about sides, but, you know, there's innocent people dying. So this is a poem that came from a time when I felt like that was needed to have some awareness brought to it. So
the sun done fighting leaves innocent.
asked a good question.
Just a little food for thought.
That's a good way of putting it. So it seems like your range of subjects and inspiration is what you comes to you in the moment, or comes to you through your life and your life experience quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, justice, love, spirituality. I think those are the three main themes you could find.
Peace.
Yeah, somewhere found in all of them. So,
how did that come about? I mean, you've kind of explained that you grew up in a home with a lot of love. But what do you remember when kind of that consciousness, you were aware of that consciousness in you?
I'm sure I was somewhat aware of it as a child, because I think it's a natural state of youth. But then, you know, a rediscovery in my early 20s, I think, when I realized some things weren't working or didn't make sense. So then you can start going back, you know, peeling back all the layers until you find again what's at the core, and then find those key things and then grow them.
Did you go to college?
I did. I went to college at Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon, and I got my degree in biology. I thought, you know, good way to work outside. You know, I studied salamanders at Mount St. Helens and, you know, plant biology. I love that stuff. You know, I'd study plant biology if I wasn't a midwife. You know, fertility, that theme of fertility is all around. It's pretty amazing, beautiful, powerful, super powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I like birth. It's so powerful.
Well, we have about 6 minutes left. Oh, only about 5 minutes. So we could just talk a little bit. We'll say thank you, Emily, for coming in and sharing so much with us. I mean, the music alone is gold, and your insights into what it's all about is very inspiring.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been really an honor to be here, to even be able to share. So
it's fun. Yeah. We'll have to have you back in another 6 months or a year or something.
Yeah. Give me some time to write some new music.
The next time I do this, I have one more show for the season, and then I'm going to take a 6 month break from Live and Local and come back in the fall. And I think it would be really fun to have a little audience in here, just in the other room, listening to this wonderful live performance, but also the sharing of music. It's a great, to me, it's really fun to hear people's stories and to be inspired from that. And the music itself is really great.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think music, I mean, part of sharing music is that there's a feedback loop that happens there, right? You know, it doesn't have to be an ego feedback. It can just be connecting, like say, oh, this is something that feels powerful to me. And if people respond, then that grows it, right? So then that feeds into the energy. And it's part of why performing is a beautiful thing, because when people do feel it, and then you feel it back, and it grows.
How wonderful is that?
Yeah.
So just remind our listeners to join me next Tuesday night at 7 for another Live and Local show right here on 88.5 KRFY. My guest next week will be Jake Robbins. And you can stream us on the web globally at krfy.org. Also, this interview and all the interviews from Live and Local are available on our website, again, at krfy.org. Up next is 2 hours of local and regional music, and it's called Norwestern. So, Emily, if you just want to take us out with one of your beautiful songs, we would be so happy. And again, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Susie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Recognize. So I do my best to take what I get and turn it into something positive I can work with, I can work with.
Ponderay.